Well, if you ever want to get a tremendous blessing, have you ever thought about all the things that will not be in heaven? We had a little fun the other day. My wife and my son sitting around talking about all the things that won't be in heaven. And here are some of the things that we came up with. And the more we talked about it, the more blessed we got. There's not going to be any auto salvages. There's not going to be any auto mechanics. There's not going to be any band-aids. There's not going to be any hospitals. There's not going to be any churches. That was a real blessing to think on that. Isn't that terrible to say that? But you know what? There's not going to be any churches in heaven. There's going to be one bride in heaven, but no church buildings, no denominations. And like I said, there's not going to be any hospitals. There's not going to be any nursing homes. There's not going to be any colleges, secular universities, Jesuit colleges. There's not going to be any priests or popes or cardinals or bishops. There's not going to be any tools in heaven. There's not going to be any pornography. There's not going to be any politicians. There's not going to be any nurses. There's not going to be any ambulances. No toothpicks. There's not going to be any pain in heaven. Think about that. Pain-free heaven. No tears, no sorrow, no crying, no funeral homes, no cemeteries, no seminaries. There's not going to be any psychologists or psychiatrists or counselors. There's not going to be any soothsayers, no tattoo parlors. There's not going to be any warlocks or Harry Potter books. There's not going to be any Tolkiens in heaven. Nothing that would resemble the occult of any kind. No Harry Potter. No lion, witch in the wardrobes. There's not going to be any there's not going to be any hate in heaven. There's not going to be any murders, no jails, no prisons, no courts, no county seats, no hardware stores, no car washes, no cars, no freeways, no airplanes, no airports, no industrial waste, no industrial plants, no hard metal bands. There's not going to be any sewer plants. There's not going to be any toilets, not any septic tanks, not any lagoons, not any storm shelters, not any storm cellars, not any broken pipes, not any electrical outages or power outages. No sleet and ice. No sub-zero temperatures. You know, the more you think about what's not going to be in heaven, the more excited you get. No more hail, no more tornadoes, no more cyclones, hurricanes, flooding, no more earthquakes, no more demons and devils and principalities, no more relative fights, no more jealousy and envy and strife and no more heat that is unbearable. No more humidity. No more high humidity. Oh, you can just think on so many things that aren't going to be in heaven. You know? There's not going to be any... I know there's not going to be any hominy in heaven. At least not for me. No more hominy. No more canned spinach or canned asparagus. Or, you know, I could go on and on with food that is not going to be in They can't have sauerkraut in heaven because it stinks so bad. You know, you wouldn't want to stink the place up with cabbage either, would you? You don't want to have pine sol in heaven. I hate the smell of pine sol. You're not going to have any chlorine bleach in heaven. You're not going to have any gasoline or diesel. You're not going to be any anything that would be a stench to the nostrils. There's not going to be anything that would cause your eyes to tear up either. And you know what? As you go down the street and look at different businesses, just think of all the businesses that won't be in heaven. My goodness. Not going to be any Quick Trips. Not going to be any bowling alleys. Not going to be any video stores. It's not going to be any grocery stores. We won't need grocery stores. Not going to be any appliances because we won't need appliances. There won't be any repairmen of any kind. There won't be plumbers. There won't be electricians. There won't be carpenters. There won't be masonry people. The foundations, you know, if you read in Revelation of the 12 foundations and the stones of the 12 foundations, that's also a tremendous blessing. And when you think about everything in our society that's year-round trying to think for the future, think of all those businesses that won't be in heaven. There won't be any insurance companies. There won't be health care. There won't be Medicare. There won't be Medicaid. There won't be assisted living. We won't need any assistance. There won't be any AARP. You know what? There won't be any people touting green earth. There's so many things that we could get excited about by thinking about what's not in heaven that I think go on forever. think it would be an endless list of things that we could say that are not going to be in heaven. There won't be any iPods.
Woo.
There won't be any need of computers. There won't be any Facebook. There won't be any computer breakdowns.
Woo.
Because we won't have any computers. There'll be no viruses, biological or technological. No Ebola. No bird virus. There won't be any serpents in heaven. I don't believe there'll be any serpents up there. Won't be any veterinarians. Won't be any... there won't be any cults in heaven. You know, there won't be Jehovah's Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists, and you know, there won't be false religions in heaven. There won't be Buddhist and Hindu and Muslim and people going around trying to commit jihad. There won't be Mormons in heaven. There won't be there won't be actually any mud in heaven, I don't think. I don't think there's going to be mud pies up there. And I don't think there's going to be any graven images at all in heaven. There's not going to be any statues of Mary or manger scenes or pictures of the long-haired Jesus. There's not going to be any immorality in heaven. No fornication. Nothing unclean. No divorce, because there's no marriage. There's not going to be any heartache, any suffering, any pain of any kind. What a blessing to think about what's not going to be in heaven. I think that if we think on these things, of the things that are not going to be in heaven, it brings such a tremendous blessing to think about it. Now, we can also do another message sometime about all the things that are going to be in heaven. But tonight, we're thinking on, of course, all the things that will not be in heaven. There's not going to be any fire trucks, no fire stations. Not going to be any train wrecks. Not going to be any Amtrak wrecks. No plane crashes. No planes lost in the ocean. There's not going to be any bad news in heaven. How oftentimes do we turn on the news just to hear something bad that's happened again in heaven? Not going to be any bad news in heaven. It's going to be only good news. What a change. Think about that. Only good news in heaven. There's not going to be anything that's displeasing to the eye in heaven. You know, I don't think there's going to be any modern art in heaven. There's not going to be any calendars in heaven. I don't think there's even going to be any thermometers in heaven. Say, well, why do you say that? Well, I don't think we're going to be needing to look at the temperature all the time. It's going to be perfect. And not going to be any smoke sacks in heaven. And of course, there's not going to be any asthma. There's not going to be any sleep apnea, or there's not going to be any sleep machines, because we don't have to sleep. There's no night in heaven. no darkness. The Son of God is the light. So that means anything that pertains to darkness will not be needed in heaven. We won't need any artificial lights or flashlights or solar lights or candles or any such thing. We won't need to have anything that pertains to the flesh, because we will have glorified bodies. We will have glorified bodies. Our clothing will never wear out in heaven. And we won't have to worry about bills in heaven. There will be no bills in heaven. There will be no mortgages in heaven. There will be no car loans to worry about. There will be no student loans to worry about. There will be no medical bills to worry about. There will be no taxes in heaven. There will be no IRS. There will be no utility bills in heaven. No power bills. No phone bills. No water bills. No light bills. No cell phone bills. There will be no long distance phone bills to pay. There will be no credit cards to pay. There will be no prepaid burial plans. There's not going to be any loud noises in heaven. There's going to be no fear in heaven. Nothing to frighten you. There's not going to be any anger in heaven or hostilities of any kind. And of course, we know that there's not going to be any accidents in heaven. Of course, I don't believe there are any accidents anyway. I believe everything happens for a reason. But there's not going to be anything that's labeled as catastrophes in heaven, because no evil is present there. There's not going to be any crutches. There's not going to be any canes. There's not going to be any wheelchairs. There's not going to be any walkers. There's not going to be any handicap license plates. There's not going to be any handicap parking places. And there's not going to be any pharmacies. No Walgreens. No CVS's. There's not going to be any Walmarts in heaven. Woo! No Walmarts. There's not going to be any sports stadiums. That's going to really upset some people, isn't it? No worldwide sports in heaven. What are people going to do without having their worldwide sports? Well, what are we going to do in heaven? We're just all going to sit around and play a violin? No, I don't think so. One thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be rejoicing around the throne of God. We're going to be giving glory and honor to the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power. And there's not going to be any false worship in heaven. You know, there's not going to be any exaltation of the creature. There's not going to be an American Idol. There's not going to be any there's not going to be any gluttony in heaven. There's not going to be any obesity in heaven. There's not going to be any anorexic problems in heaven. There's not going to be any mental problems in heaven of any kind. No brain diseases. No cancer. No heartaches. No strokes. No lupus. No diarrhea. No stomach aches. No headaches. No migraines. You know, can you imagine what heaven's going to be like? There's not going to even be a touch, a hint of any of those diseases. There's not going to be any hangnails. There's not going to be any arthritis or fibromyalgia or anything that would cause us to suffer or to have any discomfort of any kind. We're not going to be stubbing our toes in heaven. There's no falling in heaven. There's nothing that will break in heaven. There's nothing that will be destroyed in heaven. There's nothing that will corrode or corrupt or pass away in heaven. There's no Alzheimer's in heaven. There's no palsy in heaven. There's nothing that would cause us to see someone else in pain in heaven. There's no thorns or thistles in heaven. No briars. There's no choking in heaven. There's no cigarettes or tobacco or alcohol in heaven. There's no marijuana, heroin, or morphine, or any kind of drugs in heaven, legal or illegal. There's no there's nothing in heaven that would alter our states of consciousness. Other than the glory and wisdom and majesty of Jesus Christ. I'm sure that we're going to have a new glorified body that is going to be so surreal we won't even be able to recognize things as it were here on earth. There's not going to be any discord of music. There's not going to be any inharmony. We're not going to have anyone singing out of key or playing out of key. No burns. Nobody's going to get burnt. No pyromaniacs in heaven. No 9/11 in heaven. No bombings. No car bombings. No suicide in heaven. No murder. No theft. No burglaries. No rape. No torture. No war. No military. No navy. No army. No marines. There's not going to be any discord among countries. There's not going to be any nuclear threats. There's not going to be any babies crying in heaven. There's not going to be any old people in heaven. I believe that age is not going to be a factor in heaven. And so these are the things that I wanted to talk about tonight, the things that are not going to be in heaven. Hopefully this has been a blessing to you. And you can continue to add to the list. You know, you can continue to add to the list. Dear Lord, we pray that you would take these thoughts about our future, living in a place of absolute bliss, and help us to be ready for that time when we get to go to heaven and honor the Son. We ask in Christ's name.